presentation, yeah.
Thank you.
All right, Javid?
Yep.
Thank you. So we will move on to Agenda Paper 12 on the amendments to IFRIC 14. Late last year, we informed you about the possible effects of the IFRIC 14 amendment on defined benefit plans. We noted our understanding that it might be possible for entities to make non-substantive changes to plans that would eliminate or reduce some of the effects of the proposed amendments. And so, the board decided that before proceeding to finalize the amendment, we would perform further work to assess whether a more principles-based approach can be established in IFRIC 14 for an entity to assess the availability of a refund. Now, since that discussion, we have performed further research on this matter. As discussed in paragraph 13 of the paper, we think it is possible for the board to develop a more principles-based approach in a way that is sufficiently narrow to be doable without more widely reconsidering pension accounting. We intend to present a paper to the board at a future meeting, which would outline some possible alternatives that you could consider. Now, separately at your meeting in February, you decided that in the next few months, staff should start research on the board's project on pension benefits that depend on asset returns. Now, although the IFRIC 14 amendments are not related to that project, we think it would be best to consider all possible changes to pension accounting together. So for reasons outlined in paragraph 18 of the paper, we think the board would be better placed to consider the direction of the IFRIC 14 project when it knows the outcome of the other research project on pensions. And based on our analysis, we recommend that the board does not finalize the proposed amendments to IFRIC 14 at this time, but instead consider the direction of the IFRIC 14 project when the outcome of its other research project is known. Now, if the board agrees with our recommendation, we will bring a paper to a future board meeting once the outcome of the pension research project is known. And with that, I will turn to the question on page 6 and ask if you agree or if you have any questions or comments.
Mary?
Javid, I very much agree with not finalizing the amendment that was proposed. I have a big apology because I meant to catch up with you about this in advance and I forgot to. I disagree with Part B in the sense of your question, because as you would have heard from the previous, discussion on the previous topic, I'm generally very much in favor of bundling things on the the same topic, the same standard, and issuing them together. It's partly the way it's worded, but I think, as you said, these two issues are separate and independent. They just happen to affect the same standard. I think from both an efficiency and clarity to the marketplace, given that there's some diversity in practice and we've gone back and forth, we should first go ahead and complete our thinking on what the amendment is for IFRIC 14, and then either if we are in parallel or subsequently, do at least some initial assessment of what we think the timeline is on the research project and getting to the point when we know whether or not we'll have something that we plan to issue, maybe before going ahead and hitting issue on the IFRIC 14 amendment. But I think to say down pencils or computer keyboard or whatever it is, will A, lose some of the familiarity with a relatively intricate area, but we also, I don't know what that impact is on timing, because starting the research on the other project could be something that is 2 months or 12 months, in terms of getting to a point of certainty. So I'd say prepare it, get this piece ready, then look at what we know about the timing on the research, you know, the other piece of IS-19, and make a decision at that point about whether or not we go ahead with IFRIC 14 standalone, or whether it would be better to hold until we get further with the research and can say that. So not opposed to the notion of thinking about bundling, but I think we've got the sequence wrong from an efficiency, but also further embedding practice that I have some questions about some of the practices that have been reported to us as part of the responses to the original AD, how they square up with some of the requirements that are in IFRIC 14. And I think having been made aware of those, I think we should try and wrap up our thinking on those points.
Gary?
I agree with Mary. It always hurts to say, but I fully agree with her. I think we were very close to being done on the IFRIC 14 last year. At the last minute, we said we're doing more outreach. And I think this is only a UK issue, if I remember right, and the rest of the world is fine. And the work we're doing on IS-19 hasn't started yet, and work on pension, in my experience with an earlier career, suggests nothing happens quickly in pensions. And if it's just a matter of refining, you know, the principles-based recommendation, I think we should finalize this one. I do think every time we want to delay something, that's otherwise done and ready to go, we have to ask ourselves the questions, what problems are caused if I delay it? I don't know what that answer is. I don't know if that's relevant, but I think we should just finish this. So virtually there.
And?
I was only, if it was helpful at this point, I was just going to provide just a little bit more explanation behind or recommendation if that's helpful, and then the others can comment, which is, you know, I understand just what you were saying, Gary and Mary, but just to explain that in terms of, you know, the next step around IFRIC 14 for us, as I say, we've done, and I know we haven't brought you the paper today that explains the new thinking in a sense, but one of the reasons why, Gary, we were suggesting sort of lining up, bringing that with you, with sort of the research project, is that the thinking that we have now around the amendment to IFRIC 14 is not something that we could just finalise, because it's wider, has a wider scope, and we'd be doing something more than what was in the previous proposals. Doing that, you know, if we were to bring a paper to you and you were to agree to do something in that, that would mean for us we'd need to go back, you know, and expose that for comment. So you know, any sort of what it might cause pause in a sense, it wasn't just a pause to say, oh, we should move forward with this and just finalise. It was that we would, you know, it would end up being something that we thought would need to be exposed. So we were only just thinking that, you know, if you're doing some thinking on research and another piece of pensions that may or may not, but may lead to exposing something, proposing something, it was just a thought that we could think about what we might propose in an exposure draft on pensions.
But the subjects are totally unrelated to each other. There is no operational synergies and efficiencies by doing them together. The only common thing is they've got the word pension in the title.
Yeah, of course. I just wanted to clarify that in terms of delay, it wasn't that it would be that we could move, if you agree with our suggestion on IFRIC 14, we couldn't just move forward issuing a final amendment on IFRIC 14. Yeah. If we do something on it along the lines, it would be going out for exposure again.
Anne?
I thought that it would be effective to finish the work, not to stop the work, because just from an efficiency perspective. So I didn't understand why the work was stopping when, as Gary says, the projects were, they're not on the same topic area. We've clarified a bit, but basically I'm in agreement with Mary and Gary that the work should be finished as much as it can be and then decide on timing.
Mary?
Sorry, I want to clarify. My primary concern is about the sequencing rather than the absolute timing. I think it is more about finishing or bringing forward to a pause point before we move ahead. There may be something that comes out of the preliminary research that gives us pause, but I just didn't like leaving this in suspended animation while we started something new. So it's sequencing from my perspective particularly.
Sue?
I didn't think the staff were proposing that we were sort of suspending work.
No.
I don't want you to be bored, Javid. So I agree that it makes sense to sort of keep monitoring whether it's sensible to do something separate for this or whether it's more sensible to do something in combination with the research, depending on how that unfolds. But what I thought you meant was we'll keep working on this, but we're not sort of rushing ahead of this because we're keeping an eye on what's happening over here just to make sure we're as coordinated as possible.
That's correct.
Was that all you're asking?
Yeah, that's correct. And the only other thing I'd add is from a timing perspective, we didn't think it would delay the project a lot because the other project that we have is also fairly narrow in scope in that project. It's more like looking at one particular approach to address that issue and seeing if that works or not. So it's relatively narrow in scope. So we think we could move reasonably quickly in that project as well, and therefore we didn't think this would necessarily delay the timing too much.
Can I disagree?
That was just behind the initial thinking.
The 14 project was narrow in scope too. We've been on it for 3 years, and you're proposing adding more. I mean, I think we should finish something you started, you know, before you start something else, you know, since it's going to be the same people doing it in kind of roughly the same project space.
And again, only to come back if it's helpful, definitely our intention was not to say, let's, you know, sit around, come back 6 years later. We just thought it was, and maybe whether we call it sequencing or timing, because the research project is starting up imminently within a month or two, it was just more, do we bring a paper to you right now suggesting some change in IFRIC 14 and sort of having a lot of discussion about that and sending messages out to the market and then, you know, potentially have a timing lag before we might expose something. So it was nothing more than a slight bit of timing. And almost one of the reasons that we're then even asking you this question today is, I think, to your point, Gary, is if the board is not comfortable saying we do not plan to finalise the previous amendment, because if we do something in IFRIC 14, it'll be something a bit different. So we thought it was good to give a clear message, look, we're not going to now move forward and finalise that previous very narrow scope amendment. This is not closed. It doesn't mean IFRIC 14 is closed. We're just closing that, you know, that very narrow scope. And we're still going to look and monitor IFRIC 14. It's just it's going to be something a bit different.
Darrell?
And I will apologise, as Mary did, in not having had the opportunity to ask you the question beforehand. But I kind of agree with what Mary has said. I understand what your response. I have the same concern I think Gary has, just in terms of what the timelines are likely to be. I think one of the things that surprised me through the process of this is understanding what's actually happening in practice. And I know that we would say that disclosure is never a substitute for good presentation. But it did occur to me through reading this paper whether or not we shouldn't think about something that could at least require people to provide more information about what they're doing. And I guess the question to you would be, is that something that you've considered up to this point, given that we're sort of putting this pause in the process?
I think one thing that's interesting, I think the paper mentions it and our outreach and research mentioned that certainly the narrow scope amendment that was, you know, going through the process predominantly affects the UK and our outreach suggests it doesn't really affect anywhere else. And one thing that is interesting is that the regulator in the UK had already encouraged some disclosures in this respect, and actually a number of companies in the UK that have big defined pension plans were already making some disclosures on these lines.
Yes, Rosa.
Well, I mean, like devil's side, I mean, on the basis of what was on the paper, I reached the same conclusion as Mary and Gary. So it's, you know, you seem to have a number of arguments and the it was very what you said. I mean, in paragraph 11, when you suggest that in fact the amendments that we would have made could be escaped by smarter drafting. I mean, I can't. In other words, I can't make the link between the explanation that you really provide now and what we have in the paper. So unless you come with another paper that explains to us what is the broader perspective, how it would solve this issue and eventually other issues. Before that, I think I'm not in a position to say, yes, we leave this alone. I think we need to share your understanding of the whole overall issue and more than just in on a few exchanges of words to come to the recommendation you make. Maybe with that supplementary step, we share your view, but I don't think we have the elements.
That's something the staff would be willing to consider. Are you just nodding or not?
I think we've got to share, Francois, and I understand what you're saying, Francois. I think, are you saying, I'm not sure I can answer the question you're asking me today unless there's, you know, you bring me more explanation? I mean, clearly, if that's, you know, if that's shared by other board members, then we can bring further information. As I say, our main point, and I understand if you feel you're not there, is it was almost like if the board agreed, and you may not have enough to agree, that we were not, no matter what, we were not going to go forward and finalise the very narrow scope amendment that we were, you know, putting through the process before because of the intelligence we had heard, which kind of has only been confirmed since in paragraph 11, that at least in terms of that narrow scope amendment, we felt we had heard enough to say there's simply not going to be sufficient benefit, we think, from that amendment. That intelligence then tells us we think there would be real benefit in doing something a bit wider. So it was more like we were just trying to be clear, if we could be, if we felt you had enough information, to the market to say, look, that was proposed before, that's not going to go forward. However, we are still going to look at a 314 more widely. But I think if you think you need more information, then we can certainly do that.
I mean, my recollection, correct me if I'm wrong, given this has come out of the implementation world, I've had quite a lot of involvement on the work on these papers behind the scene. If I remember well, my recollection, partly the purpose of this paper is because we've been sitting on this for quite a while, it's a signal to the market of, at this stage, we're not thinking we're going to go ahead and finalise the narrower scope thing that we had proposed. The last thing we'd asked the staff to do was to go and do some more outreach, and based on that, we think we need to do some more fundamental thinking. Mm-hmm. So I think this is partly just to flag the fact that the staff is thinking we need to do some more work and bring it back for you to look at, in which case we'll then have an opportunity to say, OK, this is what we proposed, what were the issues with it, this is the alternative route we might go down, to analyse that in detail, so you'll get to sort of compare and contrast the two. And in the same time, we'll be thinking separately about, OK, there's this other research going on a narrow scope basis on pensions. Does it make sense to move forward with what on this and relative to the other project?
And so maybe there's two pieces to separate, which were the two questions. One is, do you feel today you have enough information to answer the question one, which is from the board's perspective? Do you feel you have enough information to say, we agree we will not finalise that other amendment? And I think, Francois, you're saying no. So that's one question. And if you don't have enough information, then we would bring back something further. And then secondly, I think I've heard, you know, pretty unanimous that anything we intended with the B question, basically you're saying don't have a pause here. Even if I agree with the first part, let's make sure we keep working on, you know, the IFRIC 14 and bring it, you know, let's not have delays, let's bring that piece back to you, you know, kind of as soon as it's ready, in a sense.
Chen Chow, and then I'm not sure if we still need to vote.
I think we
would like to vote,
might just vote on doing some more work.
Yeah. Okay.
So do I still need to Actually, I support staff proposal because I think the outreach by the staff is really useful information for our decision. It seems that this issue only UK-specific issue, and other jurisdictions have no significant impact for their, you know. So I think, and it seems that the time is so, based on my understanding, it's not so urgent, and we are still going to do further work just a couple of months later, something like that. So it's better to consider those issues together at the same time. Yeah, so from my point of view, I really agree with staff's proposal. Because once we did it, the whole world may be, oh, there's a significant change. This standard, actually, it's just a specific issue for one jurisdiction. So, yeah, so I agree with staff.
Well, Spaza, and then let's vote.
Well, I mean, what could lead to to saying we are not going to finalize those amendments. It's because we would see what would be done instead and how the problem that has been identified would be solved.
Yeah.
Here we just don't have those elements. So to me, we cannot say that.
So what I'm just whispering to Hans and to, and to Katrina is I don't think we should vote on A or B, because I don't think you... my understanding of what you've said is you don't really feel you're in a position to dismiss A because you don't know what the alternative is, right? Yeah. So I think what I suggest we vote on is agreeing that the staff can do some more work.
It's always good.
Always good. And I think also importantly, based on the message from Gary and others, that we're not put the work on hold waiting for the other project, but we move them forward in parallel and make a decision later down the track on separate altogether.
Okay. Do we agree with this recommendation?
Staff should do work.
Yeah. Okay, good. Let's take a break till 1:30. Thank you.
Our previous conversation about financials.